Time for our Tibbetts Talk, brought to you by the Brian Hudson Allstate Insurance Agency of Coldwater. And the final week of what the Battle Creek Inquiry calls an extraordinary musical. Pippin hits the stage, the show teeming with memorable dance numbers and hummable tunes as big as Broadway. Davis Wayne, is it kind of cool to be a part of that?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
It is. We saw that opening night, and the dance numbers you guys do, the energy on stage of that is just fantastic. How many pounds do you lose every night when you do that show?
Oh, I burn quite a few calories.
Give people a little background for you on, because obviously this is a big dance show, obviously a very big dance show. What's kind of your dance background and how you got into that?
Well, my mother is a dancer. So growing up, I really didn't dance. I was a hockey player for 13 years. And then around junior year of high school, I kind of became more interested in pursuing theater as a career. And so I kind of really dove into like dance classes and serious like acting classes and took dance pretty much every day for 2 years straight. And
did it help you as a hockey player?
Oh, yeah. 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 I was goalie, so flexibility is really important. I guess the stretching aspect and the balance aspect were all there. But yeah, I guess that's really my background. It's not that long of a history of dance.
Yeah. But. Still in school right now, right?
Yes.
In Manhattan. What kind of track do you put yourself on in maybe the next 5 years, next 10 years?
Oh, wow.
What kind of stuff would you like to be doing?
What I would like to be doing is just working consistently. Doing consistently like good work.
Musical theater?
Yes, musical theater. And I now this summer is my first straight play ever with The Odd Couple. So, I mean, it's a really good time to do just a straight play. It's a different change of pace. And I wouldn't mind going back and forth between,
the musicals and non-musicals. Well, you are Pippin in the show, and an extraordinary individual, as they call you, but kind of an extraordinary journey for him, and you lead the audience through that. I mean, while there is a storyteller in the show, but what you do, you really tell the story too, right?
Yes. So to me, the plot line is, well, the character arc is really, really prevalent in the book writing for the character Pippin, and it's kind of almost easier to help carry a show along with such good book writing, and with the leading player aspect,
he's kind of pulling your strings a little bit, but yet you're on this journey of discovery yourself too. I mean, the music is fantastic. Stephen Schwartz, obviously, Godspell, Wicked, so many other great shows that he has done, and this has got kind of that feel to it, the same kind of musical feel to it, doesn't it?
It's kind of technically one of the older shows now, but it's still in the realm of contemporary musical theater, even though it was written in the 70s.
It reminded me a lot of Godspell from that kind of feel for the music and that kind of thing. Do you have any favorite shows or favorite scenes within the show for you to do?
Not scenes that I can pick off the top of my head.
Favorite moments in it for you?
Oh my God, now my brain just going blank.
When you catch an actor in the morning sometimes, that's okay. Corner in the Sky is a great song.
Oh, yes.
And you're obviously the lead in that song. And it's just a fun show. Again, getting great reviews, wonderful reviews, everybody we've seen. I'll add to that. So, and how's it been working with Kevin Halpin?
Oh, it's been great. He brings such a... such creativity to the table at the beginning of the rehearsal process that it's easy for you to really be dedicated to the work that you're doing whenever you're working with Kevin. And
I didn't realize that was actually one of his first roles as a was playing Pippin, right? Yeah. when he first got into musical theater. So,
yeah,
great stuff. All right. So after this, real quick, where you're back to school then for the fall?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. So I'm going back to the city in a couple weeks, and then gotta finish junior year. And
Are there shows that you're gonna be in at school that you know yet? Or?
I not that I know of.
Okay, not yet. Okay, yeah. So just back to the books then.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming in and break a leg. The final week of Pippin, the extraordinary musical that's on stage at the Tibbetts Opera House. Davis Wang with us, and hopefully we'll see you back at Tibbetts in years to come.
Yeah. Appreciate thank you it. So much.
Davis Wang with us on this edition of our Tibbetts Talk.